against the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to this Friday edition of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. Before we get started there, a couple announcements I want to make. First of all, you're not going to want to miss Monday's show. Monday, I will be interviewing the lead guitarist from the rock and roll band Def Leppard, Phil Collin, and he will be talking to us about his journey from a hard-knocking rock and roll lifestyle to that of a physical culturist and one who is a devotee of a proper nutrition. And his story is really, really great. So you're not going to want to miss that. Tune in live Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Superhuman Channel. You know, the discussion we're going to have today, I know we've discussed some of these things before, but it cannot be talked about often enough because it's estimated that close to 19 million people in this country today suffer from diabetes. And now we have more and more young adults who are developing the markers for this disease, and it can be eradicated. It is not necessary to live with diabetes. My guest today is Gene Bruno, and he has written a book called A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes. Welcome to the show, Gene.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes. I'm glad you're here. This is a very, very important book, and I don't care where people get their information from about this. This is information that must be put forth. First of all, it's important to recognize that the companies that would profit from diabetes could easily profit from curing diabetes instead of just selling people glucometers and things that keep them broken. And I commend you for writing this book. First of all, what prompted you to write this book?
Well, you know, I have a family history. I have a couple of uncles who had diabetes, throughout their adult life. They didn't get it under control. Their blood sugar was always, ran wild. And ultimately, they both passed away from complications of diabetes. You know, it was horrible for them. And the effect upon my family, my cousins, was really difficult as well. And, these were Italian guys. They ate a lot of pastas and sausages and all that. And they just didn't do what they needed to do. And it was heartbreaking for me because I've worked with people before and have worked with them and seen them be able to clean up their blood sugar, seen them be able to even get off of their medications. And yet within my own family, that wasn't able to happen. And, so it really inspired me to want to, write a book that really helps to guide people along the path of what they can do to really make some changes that would seriously help them to gain control of their blood sugar and live a longer, healthier life.
I would also say that I would challenge doctors, and I know a lot of doctors, a lot of physicians listen to my show because there are a lot of physicians out there who are trying to break the mold of the traditional medical orthodoxy approach, and they listen to the show, and I would challenge them to buy a book like this because the information in this book can help them better help their patients manage this disease and reverse it as opposed to going right for the metformin or the glucophage or, whatever the pill du jour is today.
Well, you put your finger on it. You really did, because when I wrote this book, I wanted to do two things with it. One is I wanted it to be something for the layperson that they could read and understand. But at the same time, I wanted everything to be meticulously, scientifically referenced so that anything and everything that I said in there wasn't just, Gene Bruno's opinion. It was, here's the study that supports that. Everything I'm talking about all has scientific research to support it so that, and I encourage, and I write about this in the book, take the book to your doctor, share it with them, work with your doctor in developing a program, letting them know you want to integrate some of these different types of supplements, you want to make some changes, and show them the data, show them the research. And if the doctor wants to, they can look up the studies that I cite and see that what I'm saying is accurate.
Now we used to, I remember when I was growing up, and I'm 52 now, when I was growing up, there was a campaign to get more people to monitor their blood pressure. They used to call high blood pressure the silent killer. But isn't isn't diabetes really the silent killer? I mean, diabetes doesn't necessarily present many symptoms when you are in the preclinical phase.
Well, you're right. As a matter of fact, for some individuals, the only overt symptom is constant fatigue. And as a result, now there are other symptoms as you're getting closer, other things that can happen with frequent urination, increased thirst, and so forth. But sometimes, just constant fatigue is the only overt symptom. And, people often take that for granted. Oh, I'm fatigued. I'm tired. Oh, well, that's life.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And no, it shouldn't be life.
And
that's not how life should go.
And interestingly enough, and I did this show almost 3 years ago, that many people turn to caffeine and caffeinated drinks to help them push through the day. And what caffeine does in larger doses than 300 milligrams in a sitting is actually artificially elevate blood glucose levels. Even in the absence of a carbohydrate meal, it will cause the production of cortisol and glucagon, and it will release glycogen from the liver and artificially elevate blood glucose levels, which is what you don't want to do if you're already pre-diabetic or becoming insulin resistant.
Well, that's true. And and somebody who's a diabetic or a pre-diabetic, metabolic syndrome, that sort of thing, caffeine isn't necessarily the route they should be going anyway if they're fatigued. Their fatigue isn't because they got a caffeine deficiency.
Why are they fatigued? Is because glucose can't get into the cell?
That's exactly correct. What's going on is you have glucose. Glucose is the fuel for the body. And if you don't get the fuel into the cell to make energy, that literally glucose goes into the mitochondria of the cells, which is the little powerhouse in the cells which make energy, ATP, the energy currency of the body. It's the fuel. And so if you don't put it in there, you can't make fuel. You can't burn fire without, some wood. You've got to have a fuel source. And so that's what happens here. And when you have metabolic syndrome, you get a situation where you may have glucose available, but you have a situation where the insulin is not hooking up correctly with the cell, getting it in there. You have the insulin resistance. And so the carrier for the glucose it's not happening. Somebody who's a type 2 diabetic has that problem. Somebody who's a type 1 diabetic isn't even making enough insulin to do the job in the first instance. So, yeah, they are going to experience some serious lack of energy, serious fatigue, because they can't get the fuel into the cell where it needs to go.
And I'm gonna make a supposition right now. I started talking about improper glucose management 3 or 4 years ago being linked to many diseases, that someday it was going to come to the forefront, that diseases like Parkinson's disease can be traced back to improper glucose management or even insulin resistance of the brain. And just recently, it was coming out that some physicians are now referring to Alzheimer's disease as type 3 diabetes. And I want to make a supposition here. The body is not a uniform landscape. You can actually become insulin resistant in specific areas of your body when the rest of your body is not. And simple things like blood glucose monitoring may not elucidate what's really going on. So you really have to pay attention to the symptoms quite often.
I'll tell you what's a better marker, actually. You do blood glucose monitoring. That's nice, and that's effective for maybe the here and the now and what's going on. But in terms of the long term, what's happening in your body, that's not going to do the trick. There's another test called an A1C test.
Right.
And what that does, that shows what is happening with glucose control in your body over a period of many months. And that's going to be much more reflective of what's happening. But you also put your finger on something else. When glucose attaches to different types of proteins in the body, all right, it will cause all kinds of damage. And some of this damage has been found in situations like Parkinson's, in situations like Alzheimer's. And of course, heart disease and stroke is huge amongst diabetics. So it is an ongoing problem that you were astute enough to recognize before the fact.
And you write about this. I want to talk more about glycation. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about the glycation of proteins a little bit more, which I know that you cover in your book. We're talking today with Gene Bruno about his book, A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes. You can get this book at Amazon.com. And we'll give you some other options as well to get the book when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio. Woo!
Woo! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can get a guide to complementary treatment for diabetes by visiting Amazon.com or going to the publisher's website, which is SquareOnePublishers.com, or calling 516-535-2010. My guest is Gene Bruno, and we're talking about curing diabetes, which is what most doctors should be talking to their patients. Anytime a patient walks in and presents type 2 diabetes, any doctor that immediately goes for the glucophage, the metformin, I'm trying to think what the other one is that has a, there's a new one that they're promoting even more now. You know, it's a travesty because you need to look at these people in their faces and you need to say to them, you can cure this and that's what you should do. And I don't want to prescribe a medication until you've given it a real college try in curing it. And here's what you need to do. You need to start exercising. You need to get with the nutritionist. Well, I take that back because most nutritionists follow the government's standard and would have them eating lots of grains and cereals and pastas and everything. Yeah. Yeah. And cornflakes and everything else. So you're going to have to get with somebody or read a book like A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes to get the truth. Talk to me about glycated proteins now. There are three proteins that you specifically discuss in your book, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I talk let me discuss the concept of glycated proteins just to make sure everybody understands. Glycated, or also known as glycation, is what I discussed earlier, where a glucose, blood sugar, actually attaches itself to some kind of protein. For example, if it attaches itself to hemoglobin in your red blood cells, you form glycated hemoglobin, and that's called hemoglobin A1C, or just A1C for short, which is, you know, the test I had mentioned earlier that you can do to see what's going on. Now, when you get these glycosylated proteins to excess, eventually you can end up with something called advanced glycosylation end products, or AGEs for short, this is where we run into some serious trouble. These AGEs become permanent fixtures in our cells. And when you have AGE-impregnated cells, they're very reactive, and they react with one another and with other proteins. And like in the case of capillaries, they can result in the wall of the capillaries thickening, causing the blood vessels to be blocked off. You know, that's one of the underlying causes of kidney complications and eye complications and diabetes. So, you know, that is what's going on there. And that is caused really by one thing, too much blood sugar hanging around in the blood where it doesn't belong. It needs to go into the cells, but it's not. And you get these high, high levels, and you do that all the time on an ongoing basis. You are going to run into these problems, and you're going to form the glycated proteins and eventually the AGEs. And then after that, you know, you're just going to have one problem after another unless you can gain control. And it is never too late, never too late.
Can you reverse the glycation if you reverse the diabetes through diet and exercise? You start using supplements, which we'll talk about in a moment. Can you reverse the glycation?
If you have already formed the AGEs, they tend to become permanent fixtures. However, although you have them there, because you aren't continuing to produce them, your body can do a workaround. It doesn't actually so much get rid of them as work around them. And your body can become very healthy and functional again. They may still be there, kind of like if you get a virus. You know, you get a virus, it splices its DNA into your cell's DNA, and it's always kind of there, but it doesn't always come out and play.
Yeah, but isn't it true that because of programmed apoptosis, every cell in your body has an expiration date where it's supposed to die off?
It does. It does.
Wouldn't the glycation go with it? It doesn't, huh?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It would be really nice if it did work that way, but it does not necessarily work that way. As time progresses, what you can find, although the AGEs will be there, you may get less and less of it. It just never goes away completely, but that's okay. If you can get it, if you can start doing the right stuff and get it down to a point, you can start even avoiding some of these problems, or even if you have these problems, start improving them. And that has been shown with the use of certain types of supplements where people obviously have the AGEs and they have some of these complications, and yet they begin on some of these different types of supplements, like, for example, diabetic neuropathy. That's a type of nerve damage. They have found improvements, distinct improvements, when they started using acetyl L-carnitine, alpha lipoic acid, gamma linolenic acid, and a few other types of supplements, showing a complete reduction in the diabetic retinopathy. So again, or neuropathy rather.
Right.
So again, it's the kind of situation where you do some damage. You know, yes, some of the damage is semi-permanent, but that doesn't mean that you're fated to suffer the problems forever. If you turn yourself around, do the things you're supposed to do, it can all start improving.
Okay, I know that alpha lipoic acid, and especially the right form of alpha lipoic acid, is a powerful insulin mimetic. What does acetyl L-carnitine do? How does it work?
Well, acetyl L-carnitine is something that works in a couple different ways. It's pretty interesting, actually. Acetyl L-carnitine and carnitine have some similar roles to play in the body in terms of transport of fat into cells where it can be burned.
The mitochondria causes the mitochondria to prefer the triglycerides as an energy source, right?
That's right. Now, here's one of the things. Acetyl L-carnitine has actually been shown to be deficient in diabetics.
Hmm.
Now, acetyl L-carnitine is a valid form of carnitine in the body. Your body does make it. About 40% of the carnitine you find is as acetyl L-carnitine. But yet there's this deficiency in diabetics. So in double-blind research, when type 1 or type 2 diabetics with peripheral neuropathy were given the acetyl L-carnitine anywhere in doses ranging from 1,500 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams a day over a period of a year, they had really significant improvements in symptoms. The acetyl L-carnitine improved nerve fibers. It helped to regenerate clusters of nerve fibers and improve sensations. So it has a direct effect upon the nerve fibers and in improving it so that there's a reduction in pain, there's a reduction in all the symptoms associated with neuropathy just from the acetyl L-carnitine. But again, you've got to use the right dose, and you've got to use it for an adequate period of time.
Well, okay. Acetyl L-carnitine is also a precursor to nitric oxide synthase, and as a result of that, I know that it can help benefit diabetics from both wound healing and reversing neuropathy. Tell me the doses and the duration that you need to take those doses in order to see some sort of change.
Yeah. Well, again, the studies were done generally between 1,500 to 3,000 milligrams a day, and they did that for a period of a year. Now, the best way to do it is take it in divided doses. So if you were going to take acetyl L-carnitine for this particular purpose, if you wanted to go with the maximum dose, you'd use 1,000 milligrams, you know, three times a day. But you could also drop it down to 1,500 and still get some pretty good results. And this is one of the most effective things that can be done for neuropathy.
I gleaned the book, and I didn't notice this, so please correct me if I'm wrong. Do you discuss the importance of sleep and sleep hygiene as it relates to the diabetic?
You know, there's a lot of things I discussed in the book, and it's so funny. I did not cover sleep, although I have done I've done probably more radio shows on the importance of sleep and with regard to nutritional supplementation than I probably had anything else. So it's kind of ironic that I did not include that in there. But it is vital, of course. Adequate sleep is absolutely vital. It's vital to everybody. But one of the things that people often don't realize is that when your body has all these insults, chemical insults and other kinds of insults that it's dealing with throughout the day, and it has to heal, and your primary healing time is when you sleep. If you don't get adequate sleep and you don't get into REM sleep, you're not going to get good healing, and it's going to affect so many levels. It's also going to affect your appetite, and so, you know, what you eat is going to be affected by having inadequate sleep, and of course, that obviously can have a huge impact on diabetes as well.
Yeah, Dr. Mark Rosenkind did a study with the Olympic athletes where they sleep deprived them, and by being sleep deprived, these athletes were kept to less than 6 hours. I think it was 5 hours of sleep a night, and their blood glucose levels were monitored. And within the first 2 days of being sleep deprived, these athletes presented the same blood glucose fluctuations as 70-year-old individuals. Interesting that you talk about appetite. When you have these wild glucose fluctuations, which are a variety of hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia, when you become hypoglycemic, you crave carbohydrates because your body is saying, hey,
sure,
blood sugar is low, the brain needs sugar, go eat some bread, go eat something sweet. And so you're absolutely right. People who have a tendency to gravitate towards sugary, sweet things, when they don't get proper sleep, they have their worst days with those types of challenges. So it's really amazing. Tell me about the other things that are required to improve diabetes aside from just supplementation.
Okay. Well, clearly there is no question that the two most important things that you can do for diabetes is controlling your diet and getting exercise. Exercise is enormous. You can actually reduce your risk of diabetes up to 40% just by exercising. But even if you have diabetes, exercising can help reduce your blood sugar and help to keep it at a better level. That's one of many things. Other things, if one is looking to get into some alternative therapies, things like biofeedback and relaxation training has shown in type 1 diabetics to really help reduce blood glucose levels. And hypnosis has been shown to help reduce blood sugar and A1C levels. As a matter of fact, it reduced your A1C levels from 13.2 down to 9.7%, which was really significant. And average fasting blood glucose levels dropped from 426 down to 149. That's huge. That's strictly from hypnosis. And
but what? Okay, so what is the hypnotist saying? Is the hypnotist saying your blood glucose levels are stable? What are they focusing on?
you know, in my book, I talk a little bit about that. But, you know, they're going through a process, and they're talking to them. The mind is an amazing thing. The mind can help control a lot of aspects of the body. And if you do the right kinds of suggestions when you are under hypnosis, that can actually help you. It'll actually affect your body biochemically in such a way where your body will start doing a better job at processing the glucose. I mean, this was seen not only in hypnosis, relaxation, yoga. Yoga was found to have a similar effect. People with type 2 diabetes, they showed, you know, 70% of the participants had a pretty good response on reducing high blood glucose levels. You know, so, you know, biofeedback, relaxation, hypnosis, yoga, and exercise have all been shown to be beneficial in reducing blood glucose levels.
Cool.
So there's an amazing amount of things that can be done.
What diseases? Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take this commercial break early because I want to get into what diseases are diabetics or insulin resistant individuals more predisposed to. We're talking today with Gene Bruno, and we're talking about his book, A Guide to Complementary Treatment. I'm sorry, for diabetes. And you can get a copy of the book at Amazon.com or by going to SquareOnePublisher.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Confused about which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the 3 most effective forms of creatine: creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Gene Bruno. You know what's really interesting, Gene?
What's that?
There are so many people on antidepressants today. And so many antidepressants produce a hyperglycemic effect that it's startling. And I don't have a theory, but there's an interesting correlation. A lot of these products like Symbiax, I'm trying to get some names off this. Seroquel is really more of an antipsychotic drug, but I know that that's one of them that also causes some problems. Abilify is notorious. One of the side effects listed on the product insert is potentially hyperglycemic episodes that could lead to coma. So, I mean, we're talking about some really, really serious stuff. And the interesting thing about it is that a lot of these drugs affect serotonin.
SSRIs.
And when you eat a high carbohydrate, a high glycemic index, high glycemic impact carbohydrate, one of the things that rises in the brain is serotonin. So isn't it interesting that these drugs that modulate serotonin's reuptake kind of work backwards, kind of, and cause an inrush of glucose to be released from the liver?
It is interesting. It's interesting that particular phenomenon. The body's an amazing thing, and it can interpret chemicals that you ingest in many different ways, causing it to have a variety of effects, some of which are good and some of which are not so good.
And I want to say something before we go on to the diseases that people are predisposed to here. You know, we are arrogant. Humans are arrogant. We believe that we know better than nature, that we, because we can create Dolly the sheep in a petri dish, that we must be pretty close to godlike. And the idea that we take these drugs, which quite often, if you listen closely to the ads on the TV, they say things like, which is thought to work by, you know, like, hey, we don't even know how this drug works, but it seems to be working. You know,
pick up a copy of a physician's desk reference. You will find that a huge number of the drugs in there that are listed with under mechanism of action, unknown, but thought to work by, ..
Right. And so the idea that we would rather use these drugs, or we would allow our doctors to tell us to use these drugs over something like something that naturally occurs in the body, like N-acetyl-carnitine or L-acetyl-carnitine or R-alpha-lipoic acid or any of these things which are naturally occurring in the body, just baffles me. But it comes back to this whole arrogant attitude that we somehow are smarter than nature.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are part of nature. And that's the part that we need to realize. And so we you know, by definition, we really can't be smarter than nature. What we can do is try to be in tune with nature, try to understand, you know, what nature teaches us and try to work within that context and make changes in our life within that context, as opposed to trying to go the opposite direction and make artificial changes that are very temporary and may not do the job very well.
And carry a lot of risks. What kind of diseases is the insulin-resistant individual more predisposed to?
Lots of diseases. One of the things that if you have, first of all, one of the big issues with the high blood glucose levels, and we talked earlier about the formation of glycated proteins and eventually the AGEs that can really cause a lot of the problems. When you end up getting those AGEs, you know, you have problems with cardiovascular disease. And what happens is literally the collagen and the endothelium and fibrinogen in arteries get damaged. And so you start having cardiovascular disease, much higher rates of heart disease and stroke. Alzheimer's disease, you know, in Alzheimer's, you mentioned earlier, the amyloid proteins that are involved and implicated in Alzheimer's are side products of reactions that involve AGEs. Even cancer can have a component where AGEs are involved. You have even problems like sensory losses, like deafness, due to the demyelination of the nerves because of AGEs. You get inflammatory diseases, things like asthma, arthritis. Nephropathy, kidney disease and retinopathy and neuropathy are all well known and well established within diabetes as serious side effects of AGEs. But all of these things can be implicated with having those ongoing high blood glucose levels for long periods of time.
And when you talk about neuropathy, you have to remember this one huge conduit that runs from the groin to the brain, which is called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is attacked during neuropathy. Individuals with advanced insulin resistance, The vagus nerve gets so beat up that the systems that it controls, your heartbeat, for instance, these individuals develop atrial fib or sometimes cardiac blocks entirely where a portion of the heart doesn't even beat any longer. But more importantly, the feedback mechanism that tells you that you're having a heart attack, it's not uncommon for a person with severe diabetes to be in cardiac arrest but not feel it because the vagus nerve has been so damaged from demyelination. So, you know, it's really, when you talk about diabetes, we talk about diabetes, you know, when I was a kid, my parents used to call it sugar. Oh, well, Uncle so-and-so has sugar. You know,
yeah, right.
It almost gives it a sweet a connotation, like, oh, he just eats too much sweets. But this is probably one of the most insidious diseases that can attack every part of your body. And it's completely reversible. And those of you out there who are listening to my show that are taking metformin or glucophage, and you are lying to yourself by going, well, I'm okay because when I check my blood glucose in the morning, it's normal. And when I check it postprandial after a meal, it's well within range. But you're taking this drug to artificially compensate for what's broken in your body. You are going to die sooner, and you're still going to die from one of these diseases.
And you know, what's interesting is that there are a few supplements that make a huge, just an enormous difference in helping to change the situation. You know, one of the things, and many of your listeners, you know, who have some nutritional savvy or know something about, blood sugar or nutrients are probably aware of some of these things. But, you know, something as basic as chromium, and of course you know about this, something as basic as chromium can make a huge difference in individuals who are, have metabolic syndrome, have pre-diabetes, have diabetes, have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, basically helping to get the insulin to connect with the cell so that you end up getting the glucose into the cell. And there are just dozens of studies on the use of chromium to help reduce blood glucose levels, to help reduce A1C levels, to help reduce insulin levels. Clearly, it's hooking it up to the cell. Even research showing it to help reduce some blood fats. So, you know, it just simple things like increasing your chromium intake can make an enormous difference in helping to reduce blood sugar. I mean, even if somebody gets my book and they decide to do only one of two things in there, even that alone can make an enormous difference in their life if they're not doing those things now.
Right.
And, you know, and if I had to choose two things, it'd probably be alpha lipoic acid and chromium, if I had to choose just two. But I don't have to choose just two.
Right.
And that's what my book's about.
Right. And another interesting thing that people need to be aware of, when you go to your doctor and he says, gee, you know, your cholesterol levels are really getting up there, and they start talking about, well, monitor your fat intake and monitor your cholesterol intake. And what they don't talk to you about, what doctors very rarely say to you, is monitor your high glycemic carbohydrate intake. But the sneaky thing, it's right there in the name. When they talk about triglycerides, glyceride, glucose, glycogen, when you hear that glyceride part, that is the result of glucose in the blood, not fat.
That's
the oxidation,
correct.
Oxidation of the fat by glucose. And we did a show with Dr. Michael Smith last month, the fact that saturated fat is not bad for you unless it's in the presence of high glycemic carbohydrates, because it oxidizes it and makes it bad for you.
Well, to go back to your triglyceride point, that triglycerides are directly related to the intake of carbohydrates, particularly your high glycemic index carbohydrates. When you get those in the body will take it and say, what do I do with some of this excess sugar? It'll make triglycerides, which is why you could do a test on the person, find high triglyceride levels, and find it very likely that they may be diabetic or pre-diabetic just from that alone. As a matter of fact, it's commonly done in metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes, where they'll do triglyceride tests just to see where they're at. Say, oh, look at the high triglycerides. Yeah, they probably have metabolic syndrome. They probably are pre-diabetic just because of that. And also what you were talking about on high glycemic index foods, you know, folks, it is not as hard as you think, if you think it's hard, to reduce your glycemic index intake, your intake of high glycemic index foods. There are a number of different types of dietary plans out there that address this. And even in my book, I address it too. And I even have an appendix in the back that talks about how to go about putting yourself on a nice lower glycemic index diet. But you know, some of the foods that you might think that are really safe are not, and are higher in the glycemic index, and you got to be a little bit more careful. Obviously, things like, you know, white bread and sugar and the refined things that you think of. But on the other hand, what you might not think of is, you might think of something that's like, oh, raisins, that's very natural and that's very good. Well, you know what? In one situation, it may be okay, but if you're doing a lot of raisins and concentrated carbohydrates, man, that's going to shoot the blood sugar right up, and that'll end up being higher on the glycemic index.
Yeah, and you know? I know what the funny thing is. I love raisins, and when I do cheat, one of my cheat foods is raisinettes. You want to talk about wreaking havoc with your body? Raisins covered with chocolate. You can't get really much more dangerous.
Well, there's actually some really good polyphenols, and if you're using some good quality chocolate, but I'm not exactly sure what.
Yeah, but raisinettes are. Raisinette. I mean, yeah, I buy a 90% cocoa chocolate that's got like literally five grams of sugar in a whole bar, and you know you eat a couple.
And that's good stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. And that's really good for you.
But raisinettes don't fall into that category. The only time I get raisinettes is when I go to the movies. When I go to the movies, yeah. I revert back to that 10-year-old kid at the movies, and I want raisinettes. And so I cut myself some slack and I eat some raisinettes.
Perfectly understandable. Yes.
But what I want to do is we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about rescue approaches. I want to talk about a couple supplements that you can actually use in the presence. If you know you're going to have the raisinettes, or you're going out to Buca di Beppo with your family and you're going to have some pasta, what can you do to help reduce the glycemic load and glycemic index of some foods? We're talking today with Gene Bruno. You can get his book at Amazon.com. It's called A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenics is the way. Progenics represents advanced dairy science research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to progenexsrg.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenics products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenics banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenics, where fantasy games meet science.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com. PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Gene Bruno, the author of A Guide to Complementary Diabetes. A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes. I didn't get any good sleep last night, Gene.
See, there you go.
You know, you want to hear something weird? I promise you that I do not wear an aluminum hat at night when I go to sleep, but I have a router in my room, and when I don't unplug it before I go to bed, I have very restless sleep, and I'm convinced of this now, so much so that I want to do a show about it. That RF stimulates my brain and keeps me from getting into a deep sleep. And last night I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, wide awake, restless, laid there for an hour and a half, couldn't get back to sleep. And then I thought to myself, did I unplug the router before I went to bed? And sure enough, it was plugged in. When I don't unplug it before I go to bed, I don't sleep well.
Well, you know what's interesting? There has been some research showing that just little LED lights that you might find on a router or a computer or other things can have enough effect that, you don't want too much light when you're sleeping. So you have too much light, it's going to affect your pineal gland, and it's going to reduce the production of melatonin, and so therefore you're not going to sleep well. And so what ends up happening is even these little lights in your room at night can make a difference so that you don't sleep well.
Yeah.
And what I suggest to people is, toss a blanket or a towel or something over them, make sure it's dark, or like you say, unplug it and before you go to sleep, because those little lights, as little as they seem, they can interfere with the quality
of
your sleep.
Well, it's actually facing the wall, because I learned early on that those lights bother me, but it's definitely the RF. There's no doubt in my mind that the RF will actually stimulate. And there's plenty of research that shows that making a cellular telephone call of 15 minutes long an hour before going to sleep actually causes your body to not go into the deepest stages of sleep for up to 2 hours, because there's a neuronal stimulation that takes place from that RF, and these routers are producing 2.4 gigahertz. They're up in that same range. So I'm actually preparing to do a show. I found the guy and we've talked about this, and he's quite well versed. He's an engineer. He's credible. He's not a lunatic. He doesn't wear an aluminum hat either. So we're actually getting ready to do a show about that.
Hey, send me an email about when you do. I'd like to tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's what I do want to talk about. There are a couple rescue methods that I know of as well. If you are going to be, unfortunately, eating the Raisinets at the movie theater, and or you're going out like me, for a big Italian dinner, and people are going to look at me weird if I won't even have one bowl of pasta, that you can take these steps to help reduce the glycemic impact of that meal. Do you want to address some of these as well? I mean,
we might have some different ones, but I'll give you some thoughts on what I would do.
Okay.
What I would do to a person is I would say, if you really want to take measures, you can do the following. First, before you go there, especially if it's crowded and you've got to wait a little while, go out and take a brisk walk around the building a few times, all right?
That's
a little tiny bit of exercise in. That, what that'll do already is it'll start to lower your blood glucose a little bit. So when you get a little extra, it won't be as much of a problem. Then make sure you take about 1,000 micrograms of chromium that day. In addition to that, keep some pycnogenol on hand. There's been interesting research on pycnogenol showing that as little as 50 milligrams to take in with a meal help to lower the blood glucose levels after the meal. And so if you did something like 50, 100 milligrams, that could really help. Now, the other things that you can do during a meal, if you want to increase the glycemic index, is take some fiber supplements with you.
Bingo.
If you have some fiber tablets or something like that that you can take, or a fiber drink, take that with the meal, because basically, I'll make an across-the-board kind of statement that's accurate most of the time. Foods that are much higher in their fiber content are lower on the glycemic index, simply because it takes longer for the body to break them down, to metabolize them, and utilize the sugars in them. So if you have something that's high in the glycemic index and you combine it with something that is high in fiber content, that's going to help. So take a bottle of fiber tablets or wafers or something with you and chew or swallow several of those, drinking plenty of water with it, and that can help to reduce the glycemic index if you're going to eat a lot of fiber foods. One of the other things you can do, too, is you can get this product. There's many products that have the ingredient, but it's called Phase 2, and it is it actually blocks alpha amylase, digestive enzyme that digests carbohydrates. Now, I don't recommend doing this on an ongoing basis, but in terms of for a rescue remedy, for a temporary thing to do, if you're going to be taking, taking a lot of pasta or something, that's something else that you could do that would actually help to reduce the effects, the glucose, because you're simply not going to absorb as much.
I like the walking. That was a good one. I didn't think of that one. The things that I have done in the past and the things that I suggest people do, if you know that you have no choice but to eat a high glycemic meal and you're concerned about onrushing blood glucose levels, fiber and fat right before the meal. Walnuts are great.
Right.
Nut meats are great.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
yes.
Because anything that slows gastric emptying will reduce the glycemic impact of that food. So fiber and fat, things like nuts, a handful of nuts or so right before the meal, number one. If you can, cinnamon. A little bit of cinnamon.
Well, cinnamon has some good research on it.
Yeah, and cinnamon is a great insulin mimetic. It will actually help clear blood glucose levels quickly before the pancreas
can even kick into gear. My book, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Another thing that's more accessible in a restaurant is vinegar. If you were to have I have friends that literally get grossed out when I do this, but I'll take about a half ounce of vinegar and put it in a glass of water, stir it up and drink it. Vinegar will actually lower the glycemic impact and glycemic index of any food.
You come from the old school.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to use what's available sometimes. If you plan ahead, 100 to 200 milligrams of R-alpha lipoic acid right before a meal, as well, will also do the same thing.
If you're in a restaurant, the other thing you could do, you mentioned vinegar, you could actually take like a tablespoon of, if they have some olive oil on the table, take like a tablespoon of olive oil and consume that as well. And
bingo.
Have a similar effect.
Bingo, because you've got the fat that's going to line your stomach and slow gastric emptying, and you have the vinegar that's actually going to adjust the glycemic index of whatever you put in your stomach. It's going to lower it, whatever you put in your stomach.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're having your salad before the meal, you know, do a nice oil and vinegar salad with adequate amounts of both, and that will actually help by the time the pasta comes, it'll still be sitting around in the stomach because of the vinegar and the oil in there.
There you go. And then a last resort, which I don't like, and I don't like this, and I say this because I'm a big proponent of drinking water in between meals so that you don't interfere with the digestive process. But the last resort is if you've eaten something already and it's in your stomach and you think, gee, I wish I would have done something, a couple big glasses of water followed by a couple more big glasses of water about 20 minutes later and a couple big glasses of water about 20 minutes later. What that basically does is it dilutes the hydrochloric acid in the stomach and indirectly slows gastric emptying. So those are all tactics you can use as a rescue a tool. Tell me about the feedback you're getting from on the book. Are you getting letters from people who are saying, my God, you changed my life?
Well, you know, the book just came out in April, And in the publishing world, it takes a little while for the book to get distribution even. It even hasn't been in the bookstores now for like about a month. But in that short period of time, I actually have gotten a few emails from people who have said to me that they have been trying some of the different suggestions in the book, and it has made a big difference for them, which is, to me, you know, that's what it's all about. It really feels wonderful. It feels great to have people using the information and making a difference in their lives. I couldn't be happier at the response that I'm getting, and I'm looking forward to getting a lot more. And in the book, I actually give my email address to people because I want to hear from them, you know, and I want to know if they're actually getting good response from it.
Cool.
And when I hear it, it makes me happy.
Would you plan on doing any lectures about these types of things?
Oh, I've done many over the years on this type of thing, and yes, I don't have any planned in the immediate future. But a lot of times, what will happen is I'll get invited by some group or organization or something to come and do a lecture, and I'm always up for that. I love doing that type of thing. I have a background in education. I'm the dean of academics at Huntington College of Health Sciences and a professor there. So I've spent a lot of time in my career up in front of groups of people talking,
right.
And I'm real comfortable doing that.
I want to come back full circle to what I said at the beginning of the show. This sense of indifference by people who actually are insulin resistant but taking medications, when you're presenting them with an option to become diabetes free. Have you noticed this phenomenon where they're almost complacent about it? Like, I'm doing pretty good with my pills. I'm just going to stick with this. Have you found that?
Yeah, I call them Uncle Phil and Uncle Frank, my two uncles who died from diabetes. They were resistant. You know, I had talked to them over the years about things that they could do. And, it's okay, it's all right. And they weren't really under control. They tried to tell me that they were. But what happens is, you really need to make, you can't think of medication as a lifestyle change. Medication is something that, I'm not against medication. I'm a proponent of integrative medicine. You use the best of what modern science has to offer. But at the same time, you can't simply rely on your medication. And if you want to make a change and you really say, geez, I'd like to be able to be free of the medication. I'd like to be able to do this in a natural way where through diet and exercise and supplements and what have you, I'm able to not have to use the medication anymore because face it, the medication has long-term ill effects. If you doubt me, go into a physician's desk reference, anybody, go online and look up the drug, and you will find what the long-term ramifications of these things are. Now, if you have to use it, it's the only way you can keep your blood glucose under control. Well, I'd rather see that than have your blood glucose be wild. But on the other hand, why not take a natural approach? Well, a lot of people are resistant to it. I was on a radio show earlier today, in fact, where one of the I had a guy who called in, and he said, yeah, how come I go to the doctor and he doesn't tell me anything about this? And I said, yeah, that's a good question. I said, a lot of them don't know about it. But on the other hand, surveys of doctors and nurses are indicating that 70% of doctors are using dietary supplements, 51% of them on a regular basis. Yeah. And so they can't be completely ignorant about it.
No, but it's not, it's not in their bailiwick to make those recommendations. That's part of the problem. And doctors need to start stepping out from just what they're learning from the pharmaceutical rep, and they need to start making the decisions on their own and becoming doctors again. We're coming to the end of the show. People can get a copy of A Guide to Complementary Treatment for Diabetes by going to Amazon.com or the publisher's website, which is SquareOnePublishers.com, or you can call 516-535-2010.
It's also available in Barnes & Noble and some of the other bookstores.
So it's getting out there. Gene, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And don't forget to tune in Monday when I interview Phil Collin, the lead guitarist from Def Leppard, about his life-changing choices. We'll see you then.